Today's Amud is Yevamos Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So Bezus Hashem, we finally have the schus now of starting the second Mishnah, Mesachas Yevamos. Now the second Mishnah is really very much a hemshich of the first Mishnah. What did the first Mishnah discuss? The first Mishnah mentioned that there are 15 arayas of Shimon, that if any one of these arayas are married to Reuven, and Reuven dies without having any children, so they don't fall to Yibam. And they're even going to patter the Tzara, and the Tzara's Tzara, Ad Saifa'ila. Those were and the Mishnah listed 15 arayas. Now, as we mentioned when we learned the Gemara, that really there are many more than 15 arayas. The list of the 15 arayas in the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph are the list of arayas that are the only 15 that it's possible that you could have an erva of Shimon that's married to Reuven. There are only 15 cases of arayas that there could be an erva of Shimon who's married to his brother who's married to Reuven. However, other arayas that our Mishnah is going to discuss, you could have an erva of Shimon that is so chamer it's not possible for this erva to ever even marry Reuven. What's the pshat? The pshat is because anytime we speak about Yibam, when we speak about Reuven and Shimon being brothers and one of their wives falling to Yibam to the other, so always it means that they're brothers from the same father. Like we had in the Gemara, that the Yibam requires that they should be brothers from the same father. So that means the family tree is that Yaakov is the father, and Yaakov has two sons, he has Reuven and Shimon. So when you have 15 arayas that the Mishnah mentioned on Beis Amud Aleph of Shimon, you can have 15 arayas that have nothing to do. They're not coming mikayach Yaakov. They're coming mitzad Shimon. They're Shimon's daughter. They're his wife's daughter. They're Shimon's mother-in-law. They all have no shaykhus to his father. So then you can have it that Reuven goes ahead and marries that woman because the Reuven has no shaykhus to that lady. She's not an erva to Reuven. However, says our Mishnah that there are sheish arayas chamurais me'elu, that there are six arayas in total. A number of six arayas that they're more chamer than the 15 we mentioned on Beis Amud Aleph. Mivneishin esuais laachirim, because they can only be married to an outsider. They can marry Baruch, but there's never a time that one of these arayas are able to marry Reuven. And the reason is because this list of six arayas, these six, they're all going to be arayas of Shimon's that come mikayach Yaakov. Since they come mikayach Yaakov, and Yaakov is also Reuven's father, just as much as he's Shimon's father, so mameila, any one of these cases, they're just like they're aser to Shimon, they're also going to be aser to Reuven. Reuven is not going to be allowed to marry any one of these ladies. Now, five out of the six, we're going to see they're even an erva to Reuven, which means that even if Reuven would attempt to marry one of them, the kedusha wouldn't be taifes. So if Reuven married the erva, let's say we'll call her Rachel for now. If Reuven married this erva, Rachel, who's an erva to both of them, the kedusha wouldn't be taifes. Mamela, if Reuven had another wife, Shprinza, and Reuven died without having any children, so Shprinza would fall to Yibam, to Shimon, because she's not a tsaras erva. Because that erva was not married to Reuven. She's an erva to Reuven. The kedusha wasn't taifes. So basically, we're going to have six cases of arayas that they come mikayach the father, they come mikayach Yaakov, Mamela, they're going to be asa to Reuven, just like their aser to Shimon, and the only time they're going to be able to be married, one of these six women, is if they're married to an outsider. They can be married to Baruch, but they can never be married to Reuven. And if they're married to Baruch, so even if Baruch is also married to Shprinza, Shprinza doesn't become aser to the brother. She doesn't become aser to Shimon, because it's a tsaras erva shaloi b'makom yibam. And like we've discussed, that tsaras erva shaloi b'makom yibam doesn't become aser to Shimon. It's only if a tsaras erva is married to Reuven and they fall to Yibam, that's when we have the Petur of Tzaras Erva. But if Reuven is married to an Erva of Shimon and also married to Shprinza, if Baruch is married to an Erva of Shimon and Baruch is also married to Shprinza, Shprinza is 100% Mutter to Shimon if Baruch would divorce her or if Baruch would die. Because that's not a case of Tzaras Erva. That's a case of Tzaras Erva Shuloi B'makai Mitzvah, and that's not an issue. So that's what the Mishnah says. So again, Sheish Arayis Chamurais Me'elu, there are six cases of arayas that are more chamer than the first 15 in our Mishnah. It's interesting lashon that it calls it that it's more chamer than elu. It's not a pshat that they're more chamer. It's a specific type of erva. It's an erva that comes mikayach the father. That's mikayach Yaakov, and mamela they're going to be also to Reuven. It's an interesting lashon of chamura yisme'elu, but okay. It says sheish arayos chamura yisme'elu b'bnei shenesua isla acherim. They can never be married to Reuven. They can only be married to others, to an outsider. They can be married to Baruch. And memela, if any one of these arayos are married to Baruch, sarei sehin mutaris. They're not going to ask for the tzara. If Shprinsa is also married to Baruch, so Shprinsa won't be asr to Shimon. What are these six? So number one is we have Imai, who we've discussed in the Gemara in the past, Shimon's mother. We're talking about Shimon's mother, Rachel, who Yaakov was Ma'anis. We're talking about Imai Anusas Aviv. We're talking about a lady that Yaakov was Ma'anis Rachel, and they had Shimon together. So Reuven's not allowed to marry her because she's Anusas Aviv. This is the one exception. She's not Mamish and Erva to Reuven, but it's also for Reuven to marry her. It's Anusas Aviv. And Mamelam, so you'll never have her falling to Yibam. You'll never have Shimon's mother. Shimon's mother will never be pattering her tzara. The Eishes Aviv, also Yaakov's wife. Let's say Yaakov also had another wife. He was also married to Dina. So if Yaakov was married to Dina, and so it's Yaakov's wife, she's an Erva to Shimon, because she's Eishes Aviv, but she's also an Erva to Reuven. She's also Reuven's Eishes Aviv. So she'll never be a lady that's going to pater her tzara. She'll never pater her tzara, because she's also to all the brothers. The Achis Aviv, also the father's sister. Just as much as she's Shimon's father's sister, she's also Reuven's father's sister. So Reuven can never marry her. She'll never pater her tzara. She could only be married to Baruch. And if Baruch is married to Shprinsa, Shprinsa won't become Aser. She's a tzara's erev shalev b'makom mitzvah. Case number four, Achaisa mi'aviv, a sister from a father. If let's say Yaakov also had another girl that it's Reuven and Shimon's sister. She's just as much Shimon's sister, Reuven's sister, as she is Shimon's sister. So she'll never pater her tzara. Achi Aviv, and also the father, Yaakov's, his brother's wife. Yaakov's brother's wife is just as much Shimon's, just as much Reuven's father's brother's wife as she is Shimon's father's brother's wife. So she'll never pat to her tzara. And then, case number six is Ve'eshes Achiv Me'aviv, is a brother's wife from the, and it's the brother from a father, meaning let's say Yaakov had three children, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Levi was married to Sarah. If Levi was married to Sarah and to Shprinsa, and Levi had children with them, let's say, or nothing to do with Shprinsa, Levi was married to Sarah, and Levi had children with her, and Levi died, so Sarah never fell to Yibam, and so she's just as much usher to Shimon mitzad Eishes Aviv that as she is to Reuven. She's just as usher to Reuven as she is to Shimon. So just as she's an erva to Shimon, it's true, but she can never be married to Reuven. So she'll never pat to her tzara. See, these are six cases of arayas that they're ervas of Shimon, but they're also ervas of Reuven, and therefore they'll never be able to be married to Reuven, and they'll never pat to their tzara. So that's the chiddush. That's the point that our Mishnah is making in the Reisha. And now for the Hemshach of the Mishnah is going to go back to the Mishnah on Beis Amin Aleph and discuss what we mentioned there. In Beis Amin Aleph, we mentioned the fact that the Erva paters the Tzara, that the 15 Arayas, they pater the Tzara. Says the Mishnah, and it's not so pashut. Even though we mentioned it as a Stam Mishnah on Beis Amin Aleph, that Chamish, Esrei, Nashim, Patri, Sariseyan, Vitzara, Sariseyan, we had that these 15 Arayas, they pater the Tzaras. Says the Mishnah, and we mentioned this earlier, says the Mishnah that Beishameh Matirin Atzare Slachim. Beishameh holds that this whole shmuz that we've been discussing, that Erva paters the Tzara, it's not true. It's completely not true. And Erva doesn't pater her Tzara. It's true, and Erva won't fall to Yibam, but the Tzara falls to Yibam. So if you have Reuven, who's married to Rachel, and he's also married to Shprinsa, and then Shimon goes and he marries Leah. He marries Rachel's sister. He marries Leah. So Rachel, Reuven's wife Rachel, is Achis Ishtai, is Shimon's wife's sister. Still, if Reuven dies, even though it's true that Rachel won't fall to Yibam to Shimon, because she's an Erva of Achis Isha, but Reuven's other wife, Shprinsa, will fall to Yibam, because Beis Shammai holds there's no such thing as the Patur of Tzaras Erva. Ubeis Hillel Aisrim, it's Beis Hillel, that whole din that we mentioned on Beis Amin Aleph in the Mishnah, the Tzaras Erva, that was only a din, that was only halal, that was only true, Lefi Beis Hillel, but Beis Shammai Matirin, Tzaras Lachim. And says the Mishnah, now there's two nafkaminas. Says the Mishnah that Chaltzu, it comes out that let's say Shimon decided to do Chalitza to Shprinsa. Let's say Shimon went ahead and he did Chalitza to Shprinsa. So we've mentioned already now that although that just like a grusha is asa midaraisa to a kayin, that just like a grusha midaraisa is not allowed to marry a kayin, a lady who is divorced cannot marry a kayin, a lady who went through the chalitza process, a lady who performed chalitza, she's not allowed to marry a kayin midurabanan. This is a durabanan, a chalutza is not allowed to marry a kayin. So now let's say in this case that Reuven was married to Rachel and Deshprinza, and Shimon was married to Rachel's sister, Shimon was married to Leah. And Reuven died without having any children. So according to Beis Hillel, so Rachel and Shprinza both do not fall to Yibam. They can both are free to marry any other man that they want. They're not even allowed to marry Shimon. However, according to Beis Shammai, Shprinza has a chiyuv to do Yibam or Chalitza with Shimon. That's Beis Shammai Shita. So now what happens if Shimon goes and he does Chalitza with Shprinza? Let's say he goes and he does Chalitza with Shprinza. Is that going to aser her to a kayeh? So says the Mishnah that Beis Shammai paislin mina kuhuna. According to Beis Shammai, yeah, Shprinza would be pasal kuhuna because that was a regular chalitza. He was chayiv to do either yibam or chalitza. He chose to do chalitza, so now Shprinza is a chalutza. So Shprinza will be awesome midrabanan, and she won't be allowed to marry a kayin. However, Beis Hillel machshirin. According to Beis Hillel, that chalitza was just a ma'isa kaif ba'alma. It was just a show. It wasn't a halachic chalitza. He wasn't chayiv to do chalitza with her. So if he went and he did chalitza, stam, they're interesting. They were putting on a skit. They were just showing it for fun. It wasn't anything. There was no such thing. There was no chalitza. They might have pretended to do chalitza, but it wasn't a chalitza. Memela Shprinza will still be mutter l'kuhuna. So according to Beis Shammai, Shprinza will be asa l'kuhuna. She'll be pasa l'kuhuna. And according to Beis Hillel, she'll be kosher. Now let's say Nisyavmu. Let's say Shimon went and he had Yibum. He did Yibum with Shprinza. So now that was Lefi Beis Hillel. That was Aser. Lefi Beis Hillel. That she's an Ishes Ach. She's Mamash an Erva. Because being that she's a Tzaras Erva, and Beis Hillel holds that she does not fall to Yibum. A Tzaras Erva is Pater from Yibum. So now Mamela, she remains with the Isser of Ishes Ach. She's Shimon's wife. She's Reuven's wife. Shprinza is Reuven's wife. So Shimon's not allowed to be with her. It's a Chiyuv Kari. She's Eishes Ach. So what's going to happen if they're together? So first of all, she's a Zoyna now. A lady who's with someone who's Aser to her, she becomes she has the halachic status of a Zoyna, who also, a Zoyna is possible. She's not allowed to marry a Kayin. So according to Beis Hillel, what she just did made her into a Zoyna. Now according to Beis Shammai, what she did was the biggest mitzvah. They did Yibum. They're continuing the legacy of the dead brother. That's amazing. They did the biggest mitzvah. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, let's say Nisyavmu. So Beis Shammai Machshirin. Beis Shammai says that she'll still be kosher to marry a kohen. Now, if she gets divorced from Shimon, so then she's a grusha, of course, she'll be pasul l'kuhuna. But what it means is that if Shimon then dies and Shprinza becomes an almana is allowed to marry a kohen. There's no isser for an almana to marry a kohen. A widow, only a grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen. So now this Shprinza who did yibum with Shimon, that was a completely kosher relationship, so she does not become a zayna. And if Shimon then dies, so now she's an almana, she'd be allowed to marry a kayin. Ubeisilil paislin. However, Beisilil says that she now, just from that maisa yibum, she becomes pasul kahuna, because now she's a zayna, because she lived with someone who was aser to her, and now she becomes pasul kahuna, midin zayna. Now says the Mishnah an incredible thing. Says the Mishnah comes out, mamash, a very chomer nafkamina in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, when in this case that Reuven was married to Rachel and to Shprinza, and Shimon was married to Rachel's sister Leah, so Reuven's married to Rachel and Shprinza, and Reuven dies. So now Rachel and Shprinza, so Rachel doesn't fall to Yibam because she's an erva to Shimon, but Shprinza does. According to Beis Hillel, Shprinza is an erva. She's an Eishes Ach. So mamish, svar zavuchais. According to Beis Shammai, Shimon has a mitzvah of Yibam. And according to Beis Hillel, she's an erva. Now let's say they went ahead like Beis Shammai and they did Yibam. According to Beis Hillel, the child's a mamzer. According to Beis Hillel, it's a child born from a relationship with an erva. The halacha is that the child is a mamzer. According to Beis Shammai, the child's a regular kid. So Beis Hillel would hold that the child's a mamzer, and Beis Shammai would hold that the child's a regular kid. There's also a nafkamina the other way. According to Beis Hillel, Sprinza is allowed to walk away scot-free and go ahead and marry Baruch. She can marry another man. She can marry an outsider. According to Beis Shammai, she's not allowed to just go ahead and get married. She needs to do Yibum or Chalitza. If she goes ahead and gets married, she's Ivra and Alav. And the child is a child that's born from a possible relationship. Not Mamish a Mamzer, it's only Alav, it's not an Erva, but it's a child born from a possible relationship. Whereas Beis Hillel would hold that it's 100% Mutter. That's what she's supposed to do. So there's nafkaminas that come out on either side. If you would go like Beis Shammai, so then the Fi Beis Hillel, the child's a mamzer. And if you go like Beis Hillel, so according to Beis Shammai, the child's apostle. Says the Mishnah, that afal pi she'elu aisrin ve'elu matirin, that still, even though they are totally different ways of viewing this matzif, that according to Beis Hillel, it's aser to do yibum with the tzaras erva. Ve'elu matirin, and Beis Shammai said that no, it's mutter, it's even a mitzvah. Elu paislin ve'elu machshirin. In certain cases, Beis Hillel would hold that the child is puzzled. And Beis Shammai would hold that the child is kosher. Afal pikein lo nimnau Beis Shammai milisa nashim mi Beis Hillel v'lo Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai. Still, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel didn't prevent themselves from intermarrying into each other's yeshivas. You had women from Beis Shammai that married men from Beis Hillel. You had women from Beis Hillel who married men from Beis Shammai. They married into each other's families, even though, according to Beis Hillel, some of Beis Shammainiks were mamzerim. According to their shita, some Beis Shammainiks were completely mamzerim. And according to Beis Shammai, there were women walking around in Beis Hillel's yeshiva that they were mamish pasul, or they were doing averus. They're not allowed to marry another man. They needed chalitza. Afal pikein, they married into each other's yeshivas. How could they do such a thing? According to Beis Hillel, some of Beis Shammai's children were the people from Beis Shammai's shita, from their shul, from their yeshivas. They were mamzerim. How could they marry into each other's families? So Rashi explains, because they relied on the fact that each one would inform the other. If Beis Hillel was suggested a read a shidduch from someone from Beis Shammai, and it was someone who Lefi Beis Hillel was a mamzer, Beis Hillel was soimich on Beis Shammai that Beis Shammai would tell them that even though for us this child is 100% kosher, I understand that according to your shita you should know that this child's a mamzer l'shitascha, and Beis Shammai would tell that to Beis Hillel, that this child you shouldn't marry that child because that they're a mamzer according to your shita, and Beis Hillel would tell the same thing to Beis Shammai. If Beis Shammai wanted to marry a woman from Beis Hillel, so they would say, you shouldn't marry her. According to you, she requires chalitza. We hold that she's mutter. According to you, she requires chalitza. They would inform each other. Even though they themselves held otherwise, they would still inform each other. And therefore, they, because of this shalom that they had with each other, they would actually marry into each other's yeshivas. And similarly, says the Mishnah, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel throughout Shas also have many machleiksim when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara. Sometimes you have a kli that according to Beis Shammai, it might be tar, and according to Beis Hillel, it's tar. Where the reverse still says the Mishnah that kol ataharis vatmais shayu elu mitarim velu mitamin. Even though there was taharis and tamais, that sometimes Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, one, they had different shitas about how to view the kli, as a tar or a tame, le nimnu aisin taharis elu agabe elu. They still relied on each other for nyani tama vitara, and they relied that each one would tell the other, this is not according to your hechsher, or this is not according to your hechsher. They would rely on each other that they would inform one another if it wasn't, up to standards of the other one shita, even though they themselves held it was completely kosher. So that's the Mishnah. Now says the Gemara, so we mentioned in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai holds that there's no such Isser as Tzaras Erva, even though we had on Beis Amin Aleph, Tzaras Erva is Aser. That was only Lefi Beis Hillel, but according to Beis Shammai, Tzaras Erva is Mutter. So what's the Makar? Says the Gemara, Amrav Shim ben Pazi, my Taima, the Beis Shammai. What's Beis Shammai's Makar? That there's no Isser for a Tzaras Erva? Now really, Batsim, it's an interesting question. We have to bring a Makar that there is an Isser for Tzaras Erva. You can't ask a Kasha on Beis Shammai, what's his Makar, that there's no Isser on Tzaras Erva? Adarabba, Minastam, there's no Isser on Tzaras Erva. We have to make a Drasha of Litzrar, or whatever Drasha we made, that there's an Isser of Tzaras Erva. So Taisus points out that the Kasha is that there had to have been something that was driving Beis Shammai not to darshan litzra or not to darshan aleha. What was Beis Shammai's driving force? Where did they? What did they see in the Torah which made them understand that the tzaras erva is mutter? And because of that, they didn't darshan any of the drashas we made earlier to aser a tzaras erva. Where in the Torah did they see a makar that a tzaras erva is mutter? And the Gemara brings two makaris. Says the Gemara first, Makar number one, this is from Shimon ben Pazi. Dichsev, it comes from a pasuk. Because the pasuk by the parsha of Yibam, it says when Reuven's wife dies, so it says Vleisiya Eishas Hameis Hachutza Liizhar. It says that the Eishas Hameis shouldn't be Hachutza Liizhar. It says that she's not allowed to marry someone else. She's not allowed to marry Baruch. Yivama Yava Yaleha. Her, the Yavam has to be with her. And then the pasuk goes on to say, and if they don't want to do Yibum, so then they do Chalitza. But the lashon of the pasuk is Laisiya Eishes Hameis Hachutza Liizhar. So Beis Shammai saw from this pasuk that the Hachutza is describing the lady. Laisiya Eishes Hameis Hachutza. The Eishes Hameis Hachutza. The outside lady. The lady who's so not related to the family. The lady who's not related to Shimon. So she's not allowed to marry an Ishzar. She has to either do Yibam with Shimon or Chalitza. Now Chutza, from the fact that the Pasuk calls her an outsider, that she's not related to Shimon, Mechlau Di'ika Penimis. It's mashma that in this story, there was also a penimis, there was also a family member, who we'll call an erva, that was also falling to Yibam to Shimon. There was a penimis lady, and there was a chutzah lady. There was a family member, an erva, who fell to Yibam to Shimon. And there was also a chutzah, there was also a non-family member, a non-erva, Rachel and Shprintza. Rachel was the erva, and Shprintza was the outsider. She was the non-erva. They both fell to Shimon. And yet, what does the Torah say? V'amar Rachman, and the Pasuk says, Laisiya. It says, Loisiya Eishas Hameis Achutza Liishzar. The outsider, Shprintza, she's not allowed to marry a stranger. She has to do Yibam or Chalitza. So you see that even though she's a Tzaras Erva, even though there is a Pnimis, there is an insider, there is an Erva, so Shprintza is a Tzaras Erva, still the Torah is saying that she's not allowed to marry a stranger, she has to do Yibam or Chalitza, so that was Beis Shammai's Makar, that a Tzaras Erva is Mutter. So what does Beis Hillel do with that? Says the Gemara, Beis Hillel mi bailu l'ked Rav Yehuda marav. Whereas Beis Hillel will tell you that this pasuk is teaching us a drasha that Rav Yehuda marav taught us. The Amar Rav Yehuda marav, the minayin she'en kedushin taifsin biyavama. How do I know that if Baruch goes, an outsider Baruch, an outsider man, if Baruch goes and he tries marrying a yavama, nothing to do with the case of erva. Let's say Stam, you have Reuven who's married to Sarah. Reuven is married to Sarah, and Reuven dies without having any children. So now Sarah falls to Yibam to Shimon. So how do I know? So we know that Sarah is not allowed to marry a Baruch. She has to either do Yibam with Shimon, or they could do Chalitza, and then she could go ahead and marry Baruch. How do I know if Baruch goes and marries her before Yibam or Chalitza? How do I know if Baruch goes and marries her, she'ain kedushin taifsin biyavama, that the kedushin is not taifes? Now really, kedushin, you would think, should be taifes, because she's not an Arab to Baruch, she's alive. There's an Isser Leisaseh, Leisiyah Eishas Hameis Achutza Liizhar. There's a Leisaseh that she's not allowed to marry Baruch. Typically, Kedushin is Taifes with a Leisaseh. However, said Rav Yudah Marav, how do I know that when it comes to the Isser of Yavama Lashuk, of Yavama marrying an outsider, marrying Baruch, how do I know that the Kedushin is not Taifes? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Leisiyah Eishas Hameis Achutza Liizhar. It says Laisiya ba Havaya Lazar. It sounds like that Laisiya is a lashon of Havaya, is a lashon of Kedushin. So Laisiya, there is no Kedushin for the Eishes Hameis Hachutza to the outsider. There is no Kedushin for the Yavama to Hachutza to an outsider. That's what Beis Hillel uses Hachutza for. Hachutza is coming to tell us this halacha, that Kedushin is not Taifes with Hachutza with an outsider. It's not describing the woman, it's describing the man who tried to marry her. It's describing Baruch. That if Baruch tries marrying her, so the Kedushin is not Taifes. Beis Shammai says back to Beis Hillel, that you can't learn that out from Achutza, because Miksiv Lachutz, it doesn't say that she can't go ahead and marry Lachutz, which would be describing Baruch, go and marry an outsider. It says Chutza. It says Eishes Hameis HaChutza, the outsider. The Chutza, the outsider. So it doesn't say Lachutz, it says Chutza, the outsider. Ksiv. That's what it says. How could you darshan that it's referring to Baruch? L'chayr, it's referring to the lady herself. It's calling her an outsider. Not saying that she can't go Lachutz to the outside. Ubeisilo says back, that's not true. The word chutzah is the same thing as lachutz, because kevan dechsev chutzah command dechsev lachutz tami. Anytime you have a hey at the end of the word chutzah, so it says if it says lachutz, it says you can make it, you could change the hey at the end to a lamed to the at the beginning of the word. The tanya, like we learned in the braisa. Now Reb Nechemya Omer kol teva shetzricha lamed betchilasa. Any time a word needs a lamed at the beginning, because we're coming to say to a certain place, it needs a lamed at the beginning to the place, hit the kasa of hey b'saifa. So at times the Torah will, instead of putting a lamed in the beginning of the word, will put a hey at the end. Now you have to know, when do we put the lamed, when do we do it with a hey, but that's the rule, that sometimes when you have a word that needs a lamed at the beginning, instead of putting a lamed at the beginning, the Torah will just put a hey at the end of the word. So some example says the Gemara of Atanid Rabbi Yishmael could go in Elim Elima, instead of saying Le Elim, it just says Elima, puts a hey at the end. Machanayim Machanayim, Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, Devosayim is also another word with a hey at the end, and also Yerushalayim Midbara, it means La Midbar, means to the Midbar, but the Torah writes it with a hey at the end, Midbara, and it's the same thing. So too with Chutzah. Even though it's true that it doesn't say lachutz, it says chutzah, but chutzah is the same thing as lachutz. And really, Beis Hillel says that the pasuk is describing the lady, the Yavama's relationship with the chutzah, lachutz to the outsider, to Baruch. However, says the Gemara, Beishame, Rav Yudah Marav Minalu. So says the Gemara, and Beishame, where does he know this halacha from? Where does Beishame know the din of Rav Yudah Marav, that Kedushin is not taifis with Baruch, that if an outsider tries to marry the Yavama, that the Kedushin is not taifis? Says the Gemara, Mili Ish Zar Nafka. Beishame says, Hachutza is not necessary for this drasha. You could go back to the pasuk. The Torah could have just said, Loisiya Eishas Hamesh Li'ish Zar. And from there I would have darshan, Loisiya, that there's no Kedushin, for Eishas Hamesh, Le'ish Zar, that there's no Kedushin for the Avama to an Ish Zar. I don't need Hachutza for this drasha. Hachutza is still completely extra. So that's why Beishame Darshan from Hachutza, Hachutza is going on the lady, on the Avama, that she is an outsider. But, and that she's not an Erva, she's a Tzaris Erva. But for this drasha, that Kedushin is not typhus with Baruch, I don't need the word Chutza. So Beishame seems to be making a very good point. So ask the Gemara, Beisil Nami, Tepik Luhu, Mil Ishzar. Why do I need Achutza? L'chayre Ishzar would have been enough for this drasha. So says the Gemara, Enachanami, you're right. Enachanami, I could know Rabbi Yudah Amarav's halacha without Achutza, and Achutza is extra. So what do I do? So Chutza Lamali. So what do I darshan from Achutza? L'rabbeis Ha'arusa. Says Beisil, you're right, it's coming to describe the Avama, it's coming to describe the lady who falls to Yibam, that she's an outsider, but not like you, Beishamai, said, that she's an outsider refers to her family relationship to Shimon, that she's an outsider means that she's not an Erva, she's a Tzaris Erva. Rather, Hachutza is describing her as an outsider because she never did Nisuin with Ruvain. All she did was Erisim with Ruvain. She's just an Arusa, and the Torah is coming to say, L'rabbeis Arusa, that even an Arusa falls to Yibam. That even if Ruvain never fully married her yet, they never did Nisuin, all they did with Erisim, still she falls to Yibam. The Idach, so Beishamai, where does he know that halacha from? Mechutza hachutza. He learns it out from the extra hey of, the Torah could have said chutza, and instead said hachutza, meaning the whole word hachutza is extra. So chutza tells us one drasha, and the extra hey of hachutza tells us another drasha. Whereas v'idach b'sol says that chutza hachutza le'mashmalahu, that once the Torah was putting in the word chutza, so the way to say it was hachutza, we don't have to darshan anything from the extra hey. Al kapanim, all this was the first teretz. What is Beishamai's makar? Now the Tzaris Erev falls to Yibam, the Beishamai's Makar, according to Rav Shimon ben Pazi, is from the Pasuk, Leisiyah Ishes Hameis HaChutza Lishzar. Chutza is coming to say that she's not an Erva, Mashma, that in this story there is an Erva, so this lady Shprinza, she's a Tzaris Erva, and Afal Pikein, she has to do Yibam or Chalitza. Rava says a different Makar. Rava says, Tamayu de Beishamai, Beishamai's reasoning, their Makar, that a Tzaris Erva falls to Yibam, is Misvara. It's because of a klal, the ain iser chalal iser. One iser is not able to fall on another iser. A person can't wear two coats. They're usher for one reason. Once they're usher for one reason, another coat doesn't fit on. So let's say you have Reuven marries Rachel. Right, Reuven's married to Rachel and to Shprinza, but Reuven goes and he marries Rachel. So Rachel is now to Shimon, she's Eishes Ach. She's an erva of Eishes Ach. When Shimon then goes ahead and marries Leah, he goes ahead and he marries Rachel's sister, he marries Leah, so now you would say, oh, so now Rachel is wearing another coat. Besides being Eishes Ach, she's also Aser because she's now Achis Isha, because Shimon now went and married Leah. So she's Aser to Shimon for now for two reasons. First of all, she's Eishes Ach, and second of all, Shimon now married Leah, and Rachel is Leah's sister, so now she's Achis Isha. No, Beis Shammai says, ain't Isser Chal al Isser. Once she's already wearing a coat, there's no room for two coats. So once she's already wearing the Isser of Eishes Ach, so the Isser of Achis Isha doesn't fall on Rachel. So Rachel only has the Isser. She only carries the Isser of Eishes Ach. She's not going to be an Erva of Achis Isha. Memela, Shprinza, you'll never have a case of a Tzaras Erva. The reason why Beis Shammai holds that a tzaras erva falls to Yibam is like a little bit of a mischak milim. It's a little bit of a play on words. Because Beis Shammai holds there is no such thing as a tzaras erva. Because Shprinza is only, Eishes Ach doesn't aser the tzara. Eishes Ach is who falls to Yibam. It's a different one of the arayis that aser the tzara. According to Beis Shammai, you'll never have that. Because once Rachel is already aser because of the fact that she's Eishes Ach, so she'll never put on the coat of Achis Isha. If she's not putting on the coat of Achis Isha, so she's not gonna aser Shprinza. Because Shprinza won't be a tzaras erva. You'll never have a case of tzaras erva. Now you might ask, so if so, Rachel herself should be mutted to do Yibam. If Rachel's not going to put on the coat of Achis Isha, she's just going to be Eishes Ach, so then L'chaira, she herself should fall to Yibam. That's a question that Taisus asks. Taisus deals with this question, maybe we'll mention it at the end of the shir, but that's a question that Taisus deals with. Al Kulpanim, since Rachel is only going to be an Eishes Ach, she's not going to be an Achis Isha, so Memela, Shprinza is not a Tzaras Erva, so that's why Tzaras Erva, that's why Shprinza falls to Yibam to Shimon. Well, says the Gemara, that's not always true. Teinuch hecha denasa meis v'acharkach nasa chai. That works out in the case that Reuven married Rachel before Shimon married Leah. So then you could say that since Reuven got married first, since Reuven married Rachel first, so she's already an Eishes Ach, so le'asi isra achis isha v'chayel al isra Eishes Ach. So you could say that the isra of achis isha after Shimon marries Leah, that isra of achis isha now in Rachel is not going to go on top of the isra of Eishes Ach. She's already wearing the coat of Eishes Ach. There's no room for two coats. So she's not going to get on, she's not going to get the coat of achis isha. She'll only be an Eishes Ach, and then you'll have this as a working pshat for Beis Shammai. But if you have a case that Shimon got married to Leah before Reuven married Rachel, so now it's the opposite. Now Achis Isha kadim. Now the Isser of Achis Isha came first. Shimon first married Leah. So Rachel is Aser. Why? Because she's Achis Isha. Then Reuven goes ahead and marries Rachel. So if anything, it's the opposite. Now Eishes Ach is not Chal on her, but she's an Achis Isha. So now she is an Erev of Achis Isha, so she's going to Aser Shprinza. How could Beis Shammai say a blanket statement that the Tzaras Erev falls to Yibam if you're telling me the reason is because of Ein Isser Chal al Isser? So yeah, that works when Reuven married Rachel before Shimon married Leah. But if Shimon married Leah before Reuven married Rachel, So then Rachel will have an Isser of Achis Isha. She will be an Erev of Achis Isha, and she should ask her the Tzara. She should ask her Shprinza. So says the Gemara, no. Kaven deloy asi Isser Eishes Ach, v'chayla Isser Achis Isha. Since even in this case where Shimon got married first, and so Achis Isha, the Isser of Achis Isha, the coat of Achis Isha fell onto Rachel, she's wearing the coat of Achis Isha, and so still now Eishes Ach doesn't fall on her. Because Ein Isser Chal al Isser, so now Rachel's only going to wear the coat of Achis Isha. She's not going to put on the coat of Eishes Ach. She's not going to have the Isser of Eishes Ach. If she's not going to wear the Isser of Eishes Ach, so havi le tzaras erva shaloi b'makay mitzvah v'sharia. So then there's a different reason why we could say that Shprinza is mutter. You're right, she's a tzaras erva, but she's not the tzaras erva of an Eishes Ach. So she's likened to a tzaras erva shaloi b'makay mitzvah, to a case of where Baruch was married to an erva and to Shprinza, where Shprinza is mutter to Shimon. So too over here, since when Rachel marries Reuven, she's not going to get the Isser of Eishes Ach. She's almost like not considered Reuven's wife in a certain sense. She doesn't have that Isser of Eishes Ach, so then Shprinza is like a Saras Erva Shaloi B'Makai Mitzvah, and that's why she'll be Mutter to Shimon. So either Rachel got married to Reuven first, and then Rachel's on an Erva, so that's why Shimon says Mutter, or Rachel will be an Erva, but she'll be an Erva Shaloi B'Makai Mitzvah. And that will apply to all the different Arayas. And if they're an Erva first, so then the Isra of Eishes Ach doesn't fall on her, and then Shprinza is like an Eishes Ach, is like a Tzaras Erva Shalai B'Makai Mitzvah. That's why Beis Shammai holds that the Tzaras Erva always falls to Yibum, to Shimon. That's Rav's Pshat. Now, going right there in the Mishnah then mentioned two nafkaminas. It said that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel have this machlokes about whether or not the Tzaras Erva falls to Yibum. And the Mishnah said two nafkaminas, besides the etzem din itself, of course, that's a nafkamina also, whether or not she's chayiv in Yibam or chalitza. But the Mishnah also mentioned two other nafkaminas, and that is if they do chalitza, so according to Beis Shammai, she's now pasul l'kuhuna, because that was a halachic chalitza, whereas according to Beis Hillel, it was just a play, they put on a play, it was not chalitza, so she's still going to be mutter l'kuhuna. Also, if they do Yibam, so according to Beis Hillel, that was an isra relationship, and Mamela, she now has the status of a zayna, who's usher to a kayin, whereas according to Beis Shammai, she's not usher to a kayin. That was completely mutter. So focusing now on the nafkamina of chalitza, says chaltzu Beis Shammai paislam, ask the gemar pshita, l'chayr it's obvious. Why does the mission have to mention this nafkamina, l'chayr it's obvious? According to Beis Shammai, they're chayiv in chalitza, so if they do chalitza, she's now pasul l'kuhuna. According to Beis Hillel, the chalitza was just putting on a play, so she's mutter l'kuhuna. Why did the mission have to mention that? So it says the Gemara lafuki Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. The Amar, we're going to see later, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri said that Bayu v'niskan lahem l'tzareis. Let's go make a tikkun for the tzareis. So the tzareis are always stuck. Anytime you have a case of a tzareis erva, she's stuck. She's really in limbo. If she goes like Beis Shammai and she does yibum with Shimon, according to Beis Hillel, she just did a mamash a very chomer iser. She's an erva. But if she goes and marries Baruch, so then according to Beis Shammai, she just did an iser. She just did a leisa say. She's not allowed to get married. So said Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, let's make a fix for every single tzareis erva that she. They should always just do chalitza, and they should not do yibam, and in that way she covers her bases, because according to Beis Shammai, what she did was okay, and even according to Beis Shammai, now she's free to marry Baruch, and according to Beis Hillel, there was nothing wrong with doing the chalitza, so that was Rabbi Yechon ben Uri's Eitzah. Now let's have every Tzaras Erva just go ahead and do Chalitza. Now if Beis Hillel would be maskim to that Eitzah, that Beis Hillel would agree to that, that there's an Eitzah to just do Chalitza, just to cover all grounds, so then she would be pasul to Kahuna. So that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. Kamash Malan, the Beis Hillel Machshir, that no, Beis Hillel doesn't even hold that there's an Eitzah of doing Chalitza. Beis Hillel holds it's mamish, she does not have to do Chalitza Bechlal. And even if she would do Chalitza, she's still kasher to Kahuna, because the Chalitza was completely meaningless. There's no Indian, even Midrash, Rabbanan, to go ahead and do chalitza. That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Nisyavu Beis Hillel Paislin. The Mishnah then said another nafkamina about Yibam, that if they do Yibam, so Beis Hillel would hold and now she's a Zayna and she's Pasul Lakuna, and Beis Shammai holds that she's Kasher. So Hasul Amali asked the Gemara, why does the Mishnah have to mention this nafkamina? So says the Gemara, in a Chanami, it doesn't, but I did it on a Chotzu, so Tananami Nisyavmu. Once we said the nafkamina of Chalitza, so the Mishnah goes on and says the nafkamina of Yibam, even though there's no Chiddush, just coming to complete the picture. Once we mentioned Chalitza, so we mentioned what the din would be if they went ahead and did Yibam.